Things that you think of.
Okay.
Well, we first started rerouting at Delmar. Worked Delmar, I guess, for over a year. Then come back to Harrington and worked here to Harrington 3 days and 3 days at the Rehoboth. Then we got a job to Franklin City. We got that on. So we worked to Franklin City, backwards and forwards. 7 days a week. I had one train running out of here to Rehoboth, one to Franklin City during the day. And I had a shifter out here at Harrington shifting out cars for both trains. And one train left early every morning to go to Franklin City. And he got down there somewhere around 11 o'clock or evening. And the Rehoboth man, he left somewhere about 11 o'clock. They would run to Rehoboth and they landed down there somewhere around 9 and 10. And they each come back out over morning. The Franklin City man left about 6 o'clock of the morning to come back out. And they arrived at Harrington of an afternoon around 4 o'clock. And Rehoboth man, he come in about around 6 o'clock. Of course, shifter crew, they worked here, they went to work at 6 o'clock of the morning and made shifting out these cars for both trains. Then they shifted out their train to go down to Bridgeville. They run to Bridgeville and back of an afternoon, which would be about 5 o'clock when they got back. And then years ago, they had tater trains running through here, loaded from Cape Charles to and Delmar. Trains would make up and run from Cape Charles to Wilmington, Philadelphia. Then years ago, they had a strawberry train run through here with refrigerated cars, and they would come through Harrington a flying, had straight running all the way through to Philadelphia. And I think Bill Simmons and A.D. Jones was fireman engineer.
What was your job? What was your
And when I worked at Huntington, I worked 3 days out here, and three days probably to Rehoboth, different shift. Then I went to Franklin City during the week, every other week, worked down there. Over Sunday work, taking care of steam locomotives, cleaning fires full of lubricators, keeping water and steam on them. That same way we were over. And Harrington. Jim Camel was a machinist at Harrington, Bill Jurg, machinist at Harrington, and Brother John Reifenberg, he worked here at Harrington with that crew. Old Ward Rust, he worked the same job.
Train wreck up the road here. Was that after you went on?
Oh, yeah, that was that watch out.
Yeah, well.
Well, some time ago there was a train pulled in Harrington from Del Mar, and they cut off river water. And backed up on the train, and it was after a flood rain. And they backed up on the train here, and between Harrington and Felton, they were to have washout. Track washed out up there, and this train went overboard. Engineering, there was an engine, tender, five cars went overboard. That was at Felton washout.
Killed
a fireman, engineer, and flagman. The rear brakeman was in the cabin car after the train parted. And then you want to talk about that coal train wreck up the road?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some time ago, I was working up to Clayton. The last part of railroading. And they had a coal train out of Wilmington coming south, going to Milford, Dagsboro, coal yard, electric light. They had a train wreck up above Smyrna. Coal cars upset, coal all over the place. An engineer was named Wall, Malachi Wall.
Now, what was your different duties from the time you went on? What did you start out as, and what did you go to from?
So they had two wrecking crews up there doing all night, and next day cleaning up these coal cars and wrecked them up, getting them back on tracks. And they hired people up there with these graders and things loading coal back up in them and one thing. Well, they got that train straightened up within a day and a half. They finished bringing it down with some of the old coal cars they had to wreck, take back and cut up. They were all busted up.
And your dad and John and them all do over here? What was your duties over there?
I just told you. I kept steam, water, clean fires on locomotives. Steam locomotives. That was my job, Rehoboth, Harrington, and Franklin City. That was over weekends. Franklin City, I went down on the left, sometime on the train, then drove down.
Now that is where, what's his name lived? They got killed out here. What was his name that lived at Franklin City that got killed out here? Got hurt, you went down to look, find out where he was. He didn't come up with the train, and you went to find him.
Oh, that was Jack Davis.
Yes. Well, he was hurt or something out here when you went back to hunt for him.
Well, it was one morning. We were working on shift around DMV. They were around there shifting their trains for Rehoboth. So they got these cars shifted out. In the meantime, Jack Davis and I was around there. We're car inspectors then. Coupling holes and testing brakes on these cars. In the meantime, Jack Davis, he got between some cars back there and they throwed some cars back in there from the engine and he got killed. And when they come out, I missed him and went back around there and found him laying between two tracks. Had one leg cut off. And I come back and reported it to the station. So the ambulance went around, got him, took him to Milford Hospital. And he died in Milford Hospital. So that was the ending of Jack Davis.
That after that,
I went to Clayton to work up there, car inspector. And that's when I was up there, the day they had that, it was on a Sunday morning, they had that train wreck.
Which one?
Coal car train wreck.
He did all car inspecting work up there. You did all car inspecting work up there.
Well, how long did you work for the railroad?
15 years, wasn't it?
Worked for railroad 15 and a half years. Get my pension anyhow.
You had to work 15 years to get his pension and he just barely
made it. Shut that thing off.
I guess people's not a trader and all these.
Some time ago, we had a passenger train running down to Franklin City. Harry Adkins was engineer, and a boy by the name of Bodell was firing for him, and he was E6 passenger engine, two-wheel driver. And Herman Trader, conductor, and Flagon, who did I say Flagon?
Fred Warrington,
flagman, young brakeman on her, can't remember his name now, but anyhow, this train used to run out of Harrington from 9 o'clock to Franklin City, turned around the Y. Left there, years ago they brought out Orster with passenger train, passenger car, and a baggage car. And they used to bring out horses from Greenbackville in Franklin City. Well, anyhow, so the train went down one day and coming to Sioux or crossing down there at Snow Hill, they hit a gasoline truck, drove on the railroad crossing, and this gasoline truck exploded, set fire to the whole train, and the engine turned over. Harry Adkins, he jumped on the side of the engine, went over. Bodell, he jumped from the opposite side, and the tender got him, killed him. And Harry Adkins got mad, and Tucker. Anyhow, Walls, mailman, got burnt some, and Tucker, he got burnt, which all three were in the hospital. This some time ago, my father, he first started railroading. He went on track work under S.O. Bailey. Foreman, track foreman. And he worked on the track with a gang for about, I guess, maybe 5-6 years. Then he got a job to Harrington Engine House, working at Harrington. He went to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Jim Campbell, my father, Jim Campbell, Bill Jurd, Ward Ross. Did I say my brother? My brother John worked that shift, daylight. And I have picture of my father, Jim Campbell, and Bill Jerd on the side of an engine. Mike Quindler hit him the engine. So that's the end of that story.
Let me see what.
Well, get it on now.
It's on.
Well, when I first started railroading, first work was at Del Mar. Cleaning fires, filling lubricators, and looking after steam power down there. And during the war, men labor got scarce. Couldn't get men. So they hired women. And these women, they cleaned engines, boiler jackets with waste, cleaned the boiler jackets with waste and some kind of oil. And some women got into cleaning fires, watching steam and keeping water on them. As far as I know, there was two women down there cleaned fires on them.
At Del Mar.
Well, didn't they work here at Harrington? Somebody worked in the bunkhouse or something?
I think the men took care of it. How about the bunkhouse up here?
Some woman worked.
Was there a woman worked in there? Well, there wasn't women crossing watchmen. Women were crossing watchmen.
Yeah, well, it would take women working the crossing watchmen. So years ago, they had women working out here to the crossing watching.
Cleaning passenger cars. Mm-hmm. We knew one that.
His sister.
Oh.
Your sister. Cleaning passenger cars for the railroad, remember? Up at Wilmington.
And my sister Helen worked at the Wilmington shops. She cleaned passenger cars up there during the war. Cleaned them and kept water on them.
Walter LeKite. Let's see if we got nothing. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Huey Messick, Henry Stubbs, worked on passenger service from Wilmington to Del Mar. Back and forth, hand and mail.
Who else have you got on there?
Well,
with a slip lamp.
Wow.
And this is the last tower.
Well, you remember Willis Clifton when he worked on there, on the railroad?
See, he didn't come in contact with him.
Last I knew Willis Clifton, he was a fireman out here.
He was.
Well, he told me that he worked in the tower back with Harry Murphy because he worked the 12 to 8 shift.
He could have started working on the railroad in the tower.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I can remember when they lived at Willow Avenue, and he used to come over at Warren Moore's lot of an evening, sit and talk.
Whose name is that? Harry Murphy, you
That's
said?
Harry Hudson, I
heard. Oh.
Well, he used to work at the night shift out here.
Harry Hudson did.
He worked with that gang, Bill Jerd, Harry Hudson, and on that night shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I worked out there night shift.
Is that all of them?
Worked out 11 o'clock till 8 in the morning. Let's see now. We got this tower here.
Oh, they
Walter Kite's son, you say?
Third. Walter Kite's the third was the last, about one of the last ones that worked in the tower before they made it things automatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, Willis Clifton worked there, and this boy too, eh?
Well,
it started going.
Well, it's going, but to this, Willis Clifton worked there years ago.
Yeah.
When Harry Murphy did. It's on. We'll have to cut some.
Well, in the tower business, Willis Clifton. Harry Murphy, Charlie Hopkins. Walter Kite Jr.
Third. Junior works on the railroad.
They worked,
he does.
These men worked the tower. In the tower, different shifts.
Now then, who worked in the office in the station? Do you know any of them?
Huh?